Well, that's some wintry weather. A couple of inches of snow or more expected between now and tomorrow night, along with some freezing rain and sleet in areas north of the Quad Cities, including Maquoketa, Dubuque, and Galena. Here in the Quad Cities, we're looking for maybe a total of an inch or so of snow, along with some of that rain and freezing rain and sleet between now and the time it ends late tomorrow. Iowa's representatives in the U.S. House voted along party lines on the second impeachment of President Donald Trump yesterday. Kate Payne reports.
Iowa's three Republicans in the House voted not to impeach Trump on the grounds that he incited violence against the U.S. government. The state's lone Democrat, Congresswoman Cindy Axne, voted to impeach, saying the president has blood on his hands, pointing to the five people who died as a result of the attack. Political scientist Peter Hansen of Grinnell College says the threats to public trust in elections led by Trump represent a turning point for the democracy.
It's never happened to impeach a president twice, and we have never had a president who is being impeached on the grounds that he incited an insurrection against the U.S. Congress. And so this is a frightening moment in our history.
Hansen says the split votes from Iowa's delegation are a reflection of the country's intensely partisan politics. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.
In Illinois, 16th District Congressman Adam Kinzinger was one of the 10 Republicans nationwide to vote for impeachment. There's a new speaker in the Illinois House of Representatives. Democrat Chris Welch took over the job yesterday. It's history-making. In more ways than one, Sean Crawford explains.
Welch is the first black House speaker in the state's history. He replaces Michael Madigan, who is the longest-serving legislative leader in the country. Upon taking over, Welch lauded his predecessor for work on issues like education and health care.
I honestly believe that we have to thank and acknowledge that our state would not be where it is today without Speaker Madigan.
The swearing-in ceremony is often a congenial event, but with Madigan still on the House floor, Republican leader Jim Durkin offered sharp criticism.
His legacy leaves broken promises to Illinois taxpayers.
Madigan has held a tight grip on political power in Illinois for decades, but in July he was implicated in a bribery scheme, and even though he's not been charged, two dozen Democrats ultimately pulled their supports. He remains the state Democratic Party chairman. I'm Sean Crawford.
Illinois lawmakers approved an expansive criminal justice reform package yesterday, but as Derek Cantu reports, GOP lawmakers are concerned about unintended consequences.
The final changes to the bill were filed around 3 o'clock in the morning. Controversial elements, including the repeal of qualified immunity status for law enforcement and changes to collective bargaining agreements for police officers, were removed from the omnibus bill. Still, GOP lawmakers, like Senator Steve McClure of Springfield, have concerns the proposal moved too quickly, given its complexity.
This sort of thing should not be done in the waning hours of a lame duck session. We should have had committee hearings, we should have allowed people to testify, we should have done this right.
Republicans say the measure will lead to unfunded mandates for police departments, now tasked with buying body cameras for officers. Additionally, GOP members believe ending the cash bail system could harm public safety. The Illinois Legislative Black Caucus argued the sweeping reforms were an effort to rebuild trust between communities of color and law enforcement, particularly in the wake of protests against police brutality. I'm Derek Cantu.
Even before final census figures are known, Rock Island County has begun working on how to redraw county board member districts. This week, the county board's Governance, Health, and Administration Committee held its first meeting on reapportionment. Board Chair Richard Brunk says the committee looked at state laws and recent census estimates and talked about the process it'll use.
I'm very confident that there will be a reduction in the number of county board members through this process. The only question is exactly what that number will be.
Currently, the county board has 25 members, each representing one district. Advocates of reducing its size have talked about 15 members, either from single-member districts or having multiple members elected from the same district. Brunk says it's important to pick the right number.
You know, we want to make sure that the board reflects the demographics as much as of the county as much as possible. We want to make sure that the average person still has the ability to participate beyond the ballot box, if you will, by, you know, serving in local public office if they were to, you know, have that desire to try and do that.
The deadline is July to have a new map completed. Brunk says his goal for the process is for it to be thorough, thoughtful, and transparent. Illinois reports 117 new deaths from COVID-19, including two in Rock Island County, one in Knox County. Iowa reports 10, including two in Scott County. The Illinois Department of Public Health says there were 5,800 new confirmed and probable cases of coronavirus in the state. 41 new cases were reported in Rock Island County. Scott County saw 104 new cases, as Iowa added 1,800 to its total. Iowa's positivity rate, 10.4%, in Illinois, 8.3%. Region 2 in Illinois, which includes the Quad Cities, saw a rate of 8.5%, ranging from 7.7 in Rock Island County to 8.1 in Henry County and 15.1% in Mercer County. Scott County's positivity rate is at 11%. In college basketball, St. Ambrose beat St. Francis 63-62. The Hawkeyes women's team lost to Ohio State 84-82. The Cyclones women's team beat Oklahoma State 90-80. The Illinois women's team will host Michigan State tonight. In hockey, the Blackhawks open the season by losing to Tampa Bay 5-1. I'm Jay Pierce.